question.
So the question is, what are the differences in terms of amount of work you have to put in between hard grains and rice?
The two main grain systems of the world are hard grains like millet, wheat, maize and so on, which is European grains, and soft grain, particularly rice. Now, you'd think these are just grains and grains are grains, but in fact, they're very, very different and their implications are enormous. Rice is a miracle plant. It's really a vegetable that grows in swamps, domesticated. And each piece of rice produces a huge number of seeds, up to 100. You only have to keep one to replant. Whereas European grains, on the whole, produce much less per plant. And you have to keep at least a tenth of the harvest or a 15th of the harvest to replant. So that's one great difference. Rice will feed a much denser population. You get much more per acre from rice. The second difference is that rice responds very well indeed to added labour. Each one is really a little vegetable which you tend very carefully. You hand plant each one in turn and then tend it very, very carefully, and depending on how careful you are with the weeding and the water, you get more or less rice. So you can build up the population, and each new person is welcome because more rice to feed them with. Whereas with hard grains, very soon you hit a law that putting in extra labour will get you no further with wheat or anything else. So you don't get towards deep and intense population. A third difference is that rice grows in water, and the water is not merely to provide it with water for its growth, but also for its food, because in the water are the blue-green algae, which are the fertiliser for the rice. And so rice doesn't need fertiliser. These fields will do perfectly well if you don't apply fertiliser. Whereas if you have a hard grain, after 2 or 3 years and you don't put fertiliser on, it's no good. So you need animals for hard grains. You don't need animals for soft grains. So Europe went towards animals. China and Japan went towards human labour. The next great difference is that the best way to grow hard grains is on large estates. You get great benefits from having a great big sheet of grain which can be worked with horses and so on. And so you get a social structure of large landlords and estates. The best way to grow rice, particularly on these small terraces, is to do it by family labour. And so you get a social structure of small peasants, which is characteristic of China and Japan and India. So the whole social structure is different. The next difference comes in the final stage, which is the processing. With the hard grains, it's quite easy to get the husks off. You beat them usually, and the husks come off. With rice, it's very difficult to get this husk off. You have to beat it with a sharp point and a heavy weight, so you use a foot beater, and so you need again a lot of labour to get the husk off. On the other hand, at the next stage, with the hard grains, you can't eat them by boiling them. You have to grind them, so you need mills for grinding, and this very easily leads into large mills. Whereas rice, once you've got this tough outer layer off, just pop it in water and it's a delicious meal, very nutritious. So you don't need milling. So putting it all together, on this side you have China, Japan and India, and you have a world where you don't need animals, you have a world where you don't need landlords, you have a world where you can build up intense, dense populations, and a world where you don't need large mills. In Europe, you have animals, you have lighter population, you don't have dense mills, and you don't have the equality which you can have in Asia. So putting all of this into two words which make the contrast, in China, Japan, India, and here in Nepal, they had an industrious revolution. That is, people were more and more hardworking, and this led them towards a kind of civilization which is immensely hard, labor intensive. In Europe, we had famously an industrial revolution where you replaced human labor with machines and non-human power. And so it's an industrial contrast. first thing about rice is that it's so productive. Each piece of rice like this can produce up to 100 or more panicles, tiny seeds. And you only need one or two to plant, and you've got another replica of this. Whereas with millet or other grains, they're not nearly as productive. Most of this is waste on this millet plant. And with wheat, for example, in medieval times, you had to plant at a ratio of about one seed for 10 little seeds that you'd get from it. And so it was terribly wasteful. You had to keep back a tenth of your harvest. And you never produced nearly as much per acre as you would with rice. So that's one of the great differences. The way you get the husk off rice is, it's very difficult. This is its main protection. You have to apply a very sharp and heavy force to each piece of grain, and then the husk comes off. And it's enormously hard work with a foot pounder to take that husk off. But once you've got it off, the rice is edible.
Quite a shot.
It's very daring.
And could you just run your fingers up it again? And reveal it again. Excellent. And take it out, please. Point to it. Twiddle it around a bit. Too much.